Do you know who has an appetite of 1.7 billion gallons of water each day? Now that's a lot of water. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. The largest supplier of treated water in the United States is in Southern California. It's known as the Metropolitan Water District. It was created as a cooperative of Southern California cities and municipal water districts that provide water to nearly 19 million people. Devin Upadhyay of Metropolitan Water District's Management Group spoke to me about the realities of the Southern California climate and desired approach that the Metropolitan Water District chooses to follow when developing a water source and conveyance system of such a large size and capacity.
The first is to recognize that a wet, dry cycle is really the norm for where we live. And it's not something that is exceptional. It's something we should expect over time if you live here long enough. And part and parcel with that is being aware of the water use that we have. I think that if people understand that the water that they're using isn't just native water here, but it's water that comes from elsewhere, and we have to be good stewards of that water use, then it makes them think about the way they're using the water around their business, around their home. And if people are thinking that way, it's going to make it easier for us to manage in the years to come. And as a region, we're going to be very reliable if everybody has that mindset.
The district was the first and largest contractor involved in constructing and operating the Colorado River Aqueduct project that became operational in 1939. Years later, the State Water Project added another source of water that originated from runoff from the Sierra Nevada Mountains. This water was diverted as it moved across the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta into the aqueduct system of the State Water Project. As you can imagine, providing water to 19 million people requires more than one source of water.
If you look at this region, the imported supplies, the Colorado River, and then also we invested in the State Water Project that brings water from Northern California through the Bay Delta and into the State Water Project system, and that comes into our service area. And then locally, we have many different local resources, but the predominant one, the largest one, is groundwater supplies within the region. Then we also recycle wastewater. And we also take some groundwater that is contaminated or really high in salinity that otherwise couldn't be used, and we clean that up. We refer to that as groundwater recovery. There are also surface water capture. There are reservoirs that actually capture surface water inflows from rainfall in the area, and that helps. Seawater desalination is something that isn't predominant now, but it's certainly in the plans for the future going forward. So those are some of the main resources that we see. A lot of investment in the last few years in water recycling, wastewater recycling. So that's a growing segment.
There has been a lot of chatter among Northern California residents who are concerned with the volume of water that is diverted to Southern California. Devin explained new areas of growth in his 5,200 square mile service region will receive its waters from local resources and waters that are safe through efficient water use of the current population.
If you look at the history of water use in Southern California and the way that we've planned, it's a plan that's based on getting more efficient. And we've made dollar investments, whether it's investments in conservation to encourage conservation, to develop wastewater recycling or that groundwater cleanup. Over the years, it's $750 million. So we're putting our money where our mouth is. And we've seen results. We've seen that water use per person actually drop. We have what we refer to as a turf removal program, where we provide incentives for people to pull out the turf that's around their business or around their home, thus reducing that water use there. So we do provide incentives for that, just like we provide incentives for replacing toilets with a new high-efficient toilet or the clothes washers with new high-efficiency clothes washers. Our plans for the future show that what we're trying to do is maintain the imported supplies that we have, and future growth in population will be met by local water resources and water use efficiency. So it's a balanced plan. I don't think that people should think we're looking at ever-growing imported supplies as the way that we meet the needs of the future.
The number of gallons that one person uses in a day has lowered from 200 to 160 in Southern California areas. This has occurred because Metropolitan Water District and the citizens of Southern California are slowly adjusting their water habits and improving infrastructure. As one of my relatives repeatedly told me, you never give up. Many small changes add up to large changes that reshape our lives and accomplishments. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.